The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 215, Hide and Seek.
Take care of me? Explain. Do I get a free night at a hotel spa for frequent flyer miles?
I've met people from your planet before, but I must say you are not normal.
Well, does this look normal to you? I'm down here in the belly of the Potomac, caged like a wild animal.
As I said before, you snuck on board of my ship.
The IDF ship?
Shot one of my men.
In self-defense.
Broke into my medical facility attempting to steal my property.
The door wasn't locked, and that property is part of a bounty set forth by the Federation.
The Federation indeed. A Federation that is not recognized, especially here. Do not speak to me of your rights, bounty hunter. You are within my domain. Under my rule, you have no rights.
Oh, I have plenty of rights. And so do you.
Do I now?
You have the right to remain silent.
This is a right I sincerely wish you would exercise.
Surrender now, and I'll make sure the tribunal goes easy on you.
Surrender? You want me to surrender?
Yeah, you. It will go a lot better for you if you do.
Let me tell you something. You are in no position to bargain with me. If anyone is going to make an offer, it will be me. And I am not inclined to do so. You can quit playing your mind games with me.
Mind games? Now that wouldn't be a fair fight. You'd lose before you even get started. So, tell me, why are you keeping me alive? Did you have a change of heart?
It is obvious that you are of importance to someone. I'm sure there will be an attempt to rescue you. So, you are my insurance policy.
You can't hide forever, Hanukkah.
Forever? No one lives forever.
What good is that circuit board to you anyway? You don't have the skills or equipment to make use of it. Is this some grand scheme to make the rest of what's left of Rage bow down to you, thinking Zokar is still alive?
Very perceptive of you, Gabby. It may come as a surprise to you, but we do have the necessary means to do this. Soon all of Rage will be under my control.
Dream on.
Soon all of your doubts will be gone. You will see the return of Rage to its former glory.
Okay, sure. Let me fall asleep and get in the same dream. Sheesh!
I can't believe you just typed that whole report on that antique machine.
You might consider it an antique, Simmons. I see it as a useful tool. I won't panic if the power goes out or my batteries die.
I've never seen anyone use carbon paper. Do they even still make it?
Yes, they do.
I thought everything here was digitized.
Yes, but we keep hard copy backups. If a digitized version is needed, we have a program that converts JPEGs to digital.
Don't mistake Agent Simon's use of a typewriter with him being out of touch. Like I told you, my old partner from the Baltimore Police Department preferred a typewriter too. He also refused to get a smartphone.
I don't see how anyone in today's world can function without a smartphone. You can do just about anything with one.
Yes, but many can't do anything without one.
I don't think it's that bad. Okay, why are you two looking at each other like that?
Probably because both of us are thinking the same thing.
And what would that be?
Turn your phone off for 24 hours. In fact, leave it here in your desk drawer.
He seems to be in deep thought.
Yes, I noticed.
I'm thinking about it. I don't see how that's possible. I would at least need a phone.
Looks like withdrawal is pretty certain.
Yes, I agree.
I'm sure I can function without it, but there's no reason to do that. It's a very handy and essential tool.
He can't do it.
That's pretty obvious.
All right. I'll humor you. There you go.
Well, this should prove to be an interesting little experiment.
Now, sir, what would you like me to work on?
I thought perhaps the three of us could go to dinner. Agent Hawk is leaving for Baltimore in the morning. Perhaps you could book a table at Carol's. Shall we say 7?
That's no problem. them.
Something wrong, Simmons?
Well, I need my phone. I don't know the number and I can't call unless I use my phone.
Really? When I started here, there were no mobile phones, let alone smartphones.
Same here. And I managed just fine.
I mean, how do I find the number?
Use my Rolodex. Is there a problem, Junior Analyst Simmons?
You actually still use this?
Do you need instructions? You simply turn this knob, the cards flip by.
I think I've got it, Agent Hawk. How am I going to call them?
There's a telephone right there on Agent Simon's desk.
You simply push the buttons in the proper sequence. It's not really hard at all.
Agent Simon, have you ever seen a deer in headlights?
You mean, like right now?
But this is totally unrealistic. All I have to do is look up the restaurant and give them a call. Why go through all this unnecessary work?
Because, Junior Analyst Simmons, as an agent, you must be prepared for any eventuality. You're not always going to have everything you need in the field. You must be resourceful and adaptable. You have to improvise.
But I have my smartwatch as a backup.
Oh dear, I'm afraid this one's got a lot to learn.
So how are we getting along so far?
He made me put my mobile in my desk.
Well, that's good training. It's a good way to test your adaptability.
I let him keep his smartwatch.
You do realize, Simmons, that we didn't even have cell phones when we started.
And the internet was in its infancy.
Thankfully, most of that was before I was born. I don't know how you could get anything done back then.
Well, we did.
I've often asked my nieces and nephews, what are you going to do if the satellites fall out of the sky?
I hear what you're saying, but I choose to embrace technology.
As long as you can live without it, then you'll do just fine.
I've finished my after-action report.
I'll go ahead and take it. Kate, would you like me to forward your report to Director Holliday?
Certainly.
Agent Hawk, are you sure you wouldn't want to deliver that by carrier pigeon, you know, in case the satellites fall out of the sky?
We didn't say technology was bad. You just have to not depend on it totally for everything.
Kate, I don't think young Simmons here will fully understand until he experiences what can happen in the field.
And when will that be, sir?
Very soon. Until then, I suggest you listen and learn from the best.
I take notes, but he won't let me use my phone.
I brought you something to take care of that problem. Something every field agent should have. Here you go.
What's this then? A spiral flip notepad and pencil?
Not just any pencil, Simmons. That's a number two. And that's your backup. And here's your primary. A government issue black ballpoint pen.
See? Just like I have.
And here's mine.
You know you can dictate all of that to your phone and upload it to the cloud for safekeeping.
We don't rely on clouds, Simmons. We rely upon ourselves. With a pad and pen, you don't have to worry about batteries dying or malware or your phone going to zero charge.
A notepad and pen have proven to be the best tools a detective or an agent can have.
Yeah. Welcome to the 21st century.
You may not agree, but you'll find it very useful to take notes by hand. Anyone you interview will most likely be more comfortable with an officer taking notes rather than sticking a recorder in their face. Be in the conference room at 0800 tomorrow. You'll be getting your first assignment. Kate, we'll have your transportation ready. See everyone in the morning.
We'll be there, sir. All right, Simmons, what about the table at Carol's?
I think you better let him use his phone. This might be too much for his first day.
You two back from lunch already?
I don't know, Detective Garrett. We may have to take Sam to the infirmary.
Why? What's wrong?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with me.
He had the same lunch as me. Nothing more.
Sam?
Look, I know you're used to me eating copious amounts of food at a time, but every so often we have to fast, just to give our stomachs a good cleaning.
A burger, shake, and fries is fasting?
For me it is. Don't worry, I'll make up for it at supper. I have some salt tablets to hold me over. Say, where's Jim?
He went with Thornton to do some research on Sam Houston. They want to see if there is any special project underway there to explain why Korski is being sent TDY.
I still think I should be going with Sam and you.
I understand that, but I don't know what you could do there.
I think what you're saying is that given the chance, I might go after Korski.
Well, I don't know if that's what they're saying, but you might be able to do more good back here helping with research.
But I know the Houston area, and I can research from there.
I understand that, but I'm familiar with it more than anyone. Besides, you were an informant for Rage. I'm sure if Rage is involved, you would be known to them. I can't take that risk.
You know he's right.
Well, what about Sam here? He actually had several meals with Hank. I'm sure he's known to Rage, too.
That's true. But their intel is that I was here on a mission as a mercenary for Rage. I just need to avoid being seen with any suspicious locals, like law enforcement.
Don't worry, Sam. I won't blow your cover if you don't blow mine.
When will you be leaving?
I talked to Mr. Pierman, and he said that Kate will be leaving London around 1 p.m. Because of the time difference between here and there, we'll leave around 8 a.m.
That will put you, Sam, and Agent Hawk at St. Martin's around the same time.
She's going to make the first portal jump. Once the STIP returns to London, we'll make the short trip to St. Martin. That will give Pierman time to debrief us and then send us off to Houston.
Will you be going back to the transfer facility at the university?
Yes. Captain Richards will send out a car to pick us up. We'll just get an undercover car and drive the 2 hours west.
When you see Captain Richards, please give her my regards.
I'll be sure to do that.
So we still have a good half day left. Is there anything we need to concentrate on?
I suggest you and Lenora do some more research on the area, so we'll know how to best get around.
Translation? He wants to know all the good places to eat.
That's not what I meant. But I do like your thinking, Lenora.
Come on, Lenora. Let's get some good layouts of the post. If we feel like it, we could include some places to eat.
Do you think he's worth it?
Do it for Detective Garrett. He needs to eat, too.
My, how thoughtful of you.
Captain, we're approaching the Latumus portal. What are your instructions?
On my command, descend directly over the top of them. Georgia, what's the vertical limit of the Latumus portal?
That portal is out of date, and therefore somewhat unstable. The previous vertical limit was not enough for safe passage in the configuration you are suggesting.
Recommendation?
Descend as you have commanded. Before breaching the portal, get behind the Potomac. Once we clear the portal, resume current position.
Drop to the lowest safe distance above the Potomac.
Aye, sir. Start in slow descent.
The portal is not transmitting any signal.
That's because it's been decommissioned.
Ah, so we won't know if the other side is clear of any vessels or debris.
That is correct.
I wouldn't worry too much about that. This portal's been out of service for quite a while. There shouldn't be any traffic near the other side.
If there is anything, we'll go out with guns blazing. I wouldn't worry. If we drop back far enough, they'll take out anything on the other side. I'll just clean up the mess.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. It wouldn't be good news for Gabby. I'm sure it will be clear. If not, then you can clear us a path.
With pleasure.
The Potomac has switched on autopilot for portal passage.
Don't they need a navigational beam for that?
That is correct.
It's possible that they've determined a vector for passage.
Or have they positioned a ship on the other side and it's guiding the Potomac?
Georgia, are you getting any electronic readings from the other side of the portal?
Negative readings.
I say continue with our plan. If there was a navigational signal, we'd pick it up. They are dead reckoning their course through the portal.
Begin descent.
Aye, Captain. Descending to just above their ship.
Georgia, any further communication with Gabby?
Negative. Contact. She is currently in her cell.
Notify me if she moves out of her cell.
I will comply. She appears to be in a sleep cycle.
I don't see how she can sleep at a time like this. Maybe she's plotting her escape or something.
I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Dropping in behind them now.
We should still be in their blind spot. Maintain stealth mode. Stay tight.
Aye, Skipper.
I suggest that anyone who can, take advantage of this sleep cycle. We'll arrive at the portal in about 6 standard hours. I'll take the first 2-hour watch.
Yeah, I'll take the second. I probably won't sleep much anyway.
I'll take the last. Georgia, engage autopilot to follow them.
Engaging. Autopilot.
Everyone else get some sleep. We're looking at a busy day ahead.
Today's the day you finally cross the big pond.
On one hand, I'm excited to get back. But on the other, I'm going to miss it here. Working with you and Jameson was not only educational, but it was a big treat.
Well, thank you, Kate. I must say I learned a lot from you also. We all had quite an adventure in Ukraine.
I would say that's an understatement. Have you heard from Simmons yet?
He'll be here shortly.
This might be too early to pass judgment, but I'm not sure he's a good fit for you.
I'm sure he'll come around. It would be nice, however, to have someone who was part of the IDF.
I was surprised that Director Cage teamed you up with someone outside of the IDF. That's going to limit some of your missions.
Well, it's temporary.
And if Jameson doesn't return?
Then Director Cage will have to search the agency for someone more qualified.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Ready for another day at MI6?
Thankfully, Agent Simon allowed me to take my phone home.
I didn't want you to go through withdrawal.
I appreciate that, sir. Any word on our first assignment?
Not yet. I still have a few things to tidy up from Ukraine. I'm sure Director Cage will have something for us soon.
That must have been exciting, going up against the Russians. Spy versus spy and all.
If by exciting you mean dangerous, life-threatening and almost dying in a drone attack, then yes, it was quite exciting.
I hope you realize the majority of what we do in this section is investigations. It doesn't always involve being a spy or shooting at people. There's no 007 secret agent here. It's not as glamorous as the movies.
And you went and spoiled it for me. Pennypacker was going to introduce me to some.
Well, I'm afraid that's all fiction. And that's my official word on that.
Aha! I knew it! So where is Mr. Bond?
You might be looking at him.
I have a license to drive, not to kill. Sorry to disappoint.
So, Agent Hawk, have you made all of your travel arrangements?
Director Cage is handling that for me. I'll be leaving here around noon to catch a 1 p.m. flight back to Dulles, near D.C.
I understand that you work for Homeland Security. I was just curious as to how you got assigned to an MI6 case in Ukraine.
What are you doing, Simmons? Brushing up on your interrogation skills?
That's all right, Tony. I don't mind. I was wounded in action not too long ago. I've recently returned to duty. The agency didn't want me to do anything too physical. They felt I needed to get back into things gradually.
Well, that didn't work out very well, did it?
Not at all. I was supposed to come here on an exchange program. This was supposed to be strictly an investigation. No one expected Jameson to appear to go rogue. It went from an investigation to a chase. And then espionage.
That's fascinating. Maybe I'll get lucky and get an assignment like that.
You mean having your mother kidnapped and then you go in rogue?
Oh, no problem there, sir. My mother's in Australia. I don't think someone would travel that far to kidnap her.
Oh dear.
All hands, report to the bridge. All hands, approaching Letumus portal.
Strap yourself in and prepare to man the helm.
Aye, Captain. Will we be remaining in zero-G?
Yes, Letumus is very close and will need to re-enter its atmosphere in zero-G configuration. Georgia, resume manual flight.
Autopilot, off.
Marco, Tam, buckle up. Marco, prepare for re-entry on my command.
Strapping in, I'll lock in coordinates.
Do we have any word on Gabby?
She was awake about a standard hour ago. The guard brought her some food, but she got rid of it.
Good morning, everyone. And I say that because it's morning on some planet somewhere. Did I hear you say that Gabby isn't eating?
That is correct, but you needn't worry. She practices fasting quite a bit.
I don't know how people can do that.
Hey, how do you think I stay so slim and trim?
And here I thought it was because you gave up beer.
Good to have you back, Joe Mac. See anything unusual while you were up there?
Yeah, I saw a couple of big salties swim by.
What?
That's when I realized that I needed to get some sleep. Don't worry, I'm alert and ready for re-entry.
Secure all loose items and firmly fasten your seat belts. Portal entry in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... Clear the portal. Potomac Electronics coming online.
Continue silent running. Liam, stay right on them.
Nav lights are on. Main engines are beginning to glow.
We copy that.
Message from Gabby. Main engine startup. They are preparing for re-entry. I have secured some water. Returning to cell. I have acknowledged receipt.
Captain Nate, resume command of the ship. We are no longer tactical.
Helmsman, steady as she goes. Match their speed. Georgia, once ionization begins, resume full operational power.
Understood.
Matching speed.
You do realize that once they reach one-third power, we won't be able to keep up.
Yes, I am aware of that. We'll stay silent running until they begin ionization on re-entry. We'll then resume full power and begin our own re-entry. Marco, plan for re-entry east of the compound.
Aye, Skipper.
They just lit up their engines and they're pulling away from us. Looks like they're deploying their deflector shields for orbital insertion.
Joe Mac, prepare for re-entry.
I'm ready.
I estimate that ionization on the Potomac has begun.
All systems online. Prepare for re-entry.
Coordinates for East Landing locked in. Sending to Helmsman.
I have him. Locking in on trajectory.
Extend protective heat shields.
Extending shields and... here we go!
Three degrees starboard. Course, on glide path.
I wish you guys could see this beautiful light show.
Stand by to fire retro thrusters. In 3, 2, 1.
Speed decreasing.
Turn right 20 degrees. Continue descent to 3,000.
Captain Nate, I'm picking up a couple of contrails. Please verify.
Georgia, identify.
Transponder code indicates 2 Class 3 Rage Fighters.
Helmsman, maximum atmospheric power. We're going in hot.
Are the fighters responding to the Mercury, and what will become of Gabby? Will Simon be able to adjust to his new partner, and what awaits Kate back home? Will Garrett and Sam learn anything about Fort Sam Houston? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles Circuit Breaker.